Simone Jay, head of content at Dealer Marketing Magazine. Thanks for joining me today.
I'm so happy to be here. It's so nice to chat to you, Jordan.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to like message with you, talk with you. And in this case, it's great to just feature you in a piece of our media. It's funny because for the most part, you're always the one interviewing people. And now like the tables have kind of turned. So thanks for letting me do that to you.
It does feel a little bit odd, but I do have to say that part of the interviews that I do with people, I get so excited and I end up speaking quite a lot. So one of the things I try to do is really just take a step back because I'm in such a wonderful position and I feel truly honored that I get access to people and I get to ask questions. And it's so interesting because when you meet people and when you show up and you're who you truly are and you ask for help and you ask for guidance and advice and you ask for people to share their story, they do. And it's one of the best parts about my job and probably one of my favorite things to do, like in general, across my professional and my personal life, is just hear people's stories. As much as I am an extrovert, hearing people's stories truly energize me. And yeah, it's a good space to be.
For sure it is. And it, but what's funny too, is you wouldn't think that someone who went and studied law is now like storytelling and writing for Dealer Marketing Magazine and just telling stories within automotive. So like, let's try and like pair those two parallels real fast. Like, how did you decide to do what you're doing now?
Well, look, I think probably my law lecturers would not be that surprised. I studied law, but I mean, I enjoyed studying a lot of things. I studied a lot of things. I did Mandarin and art history and English literature. And I was one of those people that, especially in those years, really wanted to be everything. I was not somebody who didn't know what they wanted to do. I wanted to do everything. And so I jumped around a lot. I actually started with journalism. And I didn't fit in, and I went to law school and I didn't fit in either. But by that point, my father was very much like, you will finish. I was like, okay. So I think pretty much by the end of my studies, I knew that I wasn't going to be a lawyer. I grew up in an automotive family as well, which may surprise some people, but specifically in the talent acquisition side of automotive. So my mom is still to this day an incredibly successful automotive recruitment specialist. She headhunts for all the OEMs in Africa. She inspires me so much, and she is an incredible person, just the way she thinks. So I literally ended up going straight out of college and not doing an internship at a law firm, going straight into dealership recruitment. So I got my first taste of what it's really like. I used to park my tiny little car around the back of the dealership. And I remember I was like 22, 23. And I'd walk in with my pencil skirt and my high heels and like tick, tick, tick all the way in. And I'd walk up to the reception desk with my file and I'd be like, hello, can I please speak to the dealer? I build teams. And I mean, you know, barriers to entry, there were so many. And, you know, I was so young and intimidated. But I had nothing to lose. And so I just kept going. And I met some awesome dealers that really taught me a lot. I mean, I didn't know anything. I didn't know what F&I was. And I learned so much building teams. And it's really tough to build sales teams. I actually ended up transitioning. Once I'd been in the dealership space for about 2-3 years, I went into commercial vehicles and into agriculture. And so that was like my thing. I built teams. And I did this for over a decade. So I have a talent acquisition background, specifically in terms of like the boy industries, like tractors and tractor trailers. And and so I learned to wear that pencil skirt and high heels with pride. And I continued dressing that way throughout my career, but it became more of a choice to show up and be the only woman in the room and know that I'm good enough to be there because I worked really, really, really hard. And so I fell pregnant and I was going through a lot. And I think a lot of women can relate. I started questioning everything and I just didn't have the power at that time. And I think so much has changed. I didn't want to work 70-hour weeks anymore. And when you really love recruitment and you have your own, I had my own agency at that point. I had several international clients. It was amazing. You want to work 70 hours, anything less than 70 hours on average, right? So I went through like an epiphany and I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I joined a startup for 6 months straight after giving birth to my daughter. And it was very interesting. I got to sort of operate in that space again, building the team. And then the opportunity with Dealer Marketing Magazine came up. And yeah. I was actually just going to do an audit to understand how the business worked and identify areas for improvement. And I started meeting with all of our DMM experts. And that's how our model works. So we have an expert panel that are hand-selected. They're automotive marketing specialists in our industry. And I cultivated relationships with every single one of them. And it's something I'm really proud of. So this audit that should have been like an on-paper audit became like a six-month-long journey into getting to know the experts. And through meeting them and asking difficult questions and understanding where they were coming from and what we were missing and what we could do better, I realized that I really loved this. And I basically pitched to stay on. And that was 2 years ago.
That's great.
Myself here, a long and twisty story.
It's not very often where you get to go audit a company and then create a job for yourself there, huh?
Yeah, it's been good. And I think I'm somebody who's really lucky. Like just the one consistent thing in my life, I've always been lucky. And I really, really love what I do. I really, really do. And there are hard days, but there hasn't been a hard day in a really long time. And, you know, coming from an HR and talent acquisition background, I'm constantly reminded of how lucky I am to be able to go to work and really enjoy it.
That's right.
But again, I think I'm at a point in my career where the great thing about my job and my role and the magazine is that we're in an interesting position, right? We are 23 years old this year. I've been with the magazine for 2 years. It went digital 3 or 4 years ago. And there's still so much we can do. So I get to pitch ideas to our publisher. We get to make decisions immediately. We can execute immediately. Yeah. And I work with a small team of really energetic, super people. And we very much appreciate the fact that we get to rely on our expert panel. I mean, our expert panel taught me everything that I know about automotive in the US, and the people that I've met through them and the people that I've met through event marketing have just become friends of mine. Like, these are people I see as colleagues because they know my child's name. I know their wife's name or their husband's name, or where they are right now. And it's been wonderful to be in a position to absorb the information and really to listen.
Yeah. That's great. So I guess a few things, like when you look at your journey within Dealer Marketing Magazine. So what I like about what you guys do is that it's not like you think of yourself as a news source or just a publication, but you view yourself as creating content. So what happens is you get to evolve over time. So just like you said, you went digital. And then you get to pivot to this or pivot to that. But I think in the next few years too, I'm not sure where you guys are going, but I can imagine this lets you make quick moves on things and move fast without being held down by like standards within what you thought you were. So that's got to be inspiring there. What is it about the automotive industry that you love the most? If you had to pick one thing, what is it you love the most?
You know, I've spent so many hours thinking about why I love it so much. And for me, the only connection to the US really is I'm married to an American. So my husband's from Florida and half my family obviously lives there in North Carolina. And I think after speaking to so many people, it's the people, right? I love people, but that wouldn't make automotive special to me. There are people in every industry. I've loved every industry I've worked in. But why this is so great for me for now and literally for the long term, I really don't want to go anywhere. I finally found something that gives me everything all at the same time, and the experimentation and the communication and the connection with people allows me to operate in that space. So it's something I'm so settled in, if I can put it that way. But what's so interesting, and I think the one thing that completely differentiates automotive from any other industry I've ever worked in, is I used to interview people for a living, right? I've interviewed thousands of people for sure in the last decade. And I've been interviewing people in auto for the last 2 years. And I've never interviewed so many people that are so successful that came from nothing. And there's something that appeals to me on a personal level. It's something that aligns with my value system. Having gone to law school, having not fit in, having not fit that mold, and a lot of my friends are lawyers and they're great people, so I'm not making a statement about lawyers, but about not fitting in and having worked in corporate and not feeling like I fit in and learning how to own it and show up as myself. there's something about automotive that resonates with me, and it definitely has to do with the sort of value system of meritocracy. It's like, show up, do your best, work hard, get there early. Not forever, right? There are phases in our lives, there's cycles. But if you, yeah. It seems that based on the brilliant people I've interviewed, if you're willing to put the work in and you ride the storm, it will work out. And that for me, just, it appeals to me on so many levels. It's beyond just professional. It's really rooting for the underdog and knowing that the underdog will come right. I think that is one promise that the industry can make to people. And I've never seen that before. It doesn't exist in finance. It doesn't exist in agriculture, not in the way that it exists in automotive.
Yeah, that's great. And just like you said, what I love is that in automotive, when you're firing on all cylinders, it's, you're just being the most authentic version of yourself. You're not being something you're not supposed to be. And when you're somewhere where you can really be yourself, you can do what you think is right and really move the ball forward, show up every day and just show that you can kill it, like, it's great. And I love when people like you can smile and say that and just say, like, I love what I do. Here's why I do it. And it's just a passion of mine. So Simone, thank you so much for joining me today and letting us share a little bit about you and highlighting you. And just thanks for being a great person in automotive. I love everything you're doing.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate that. And I think just everybody who reaches out to me, I have so many people that reach out and they're like, hey, if there's anything I can do to help, let me know. And I've never worked in a space like that. It's incredible. So I love being here and thank you for the opportunity to meet with you and flip the roles, Jordan.
Thanks for watching this episode of In the Dirt with Asodu. If you're new to our channel, make sure and mash that like and subscribe button. Also, check out some of these links for other great podcasts and content.